Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstormin' with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstorminonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll on my website today. Real simple yes or no question. Are you going to make a New Year's resolution for 2012? The poll is up there on the main page at brainstorminonline.com. That's brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Preliminary indications are most people are not thinking about making any New Year's resolutions this year. But go online, take the survey for yourself, and I will give you the results later this week. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is technology drivers. Each of my guests will discuss how technology impacts our lives, both yesterday and today, and for better or for worse. My first guest is the owner of Wiki Management, an innovative consulting company that helps forward-thinking business leaders successfully manage the complex change by leveraging the power of their collective knowledge. He'll argue for a new management style in the 21st century from his book, Leadership in a Wiki World. My second guest is a local computer services company owner, radio show host, and an author of the book, The Boss's Guide to Smarter IT. We'll debate whether or not we're better off today than we were 5 years ago because of technology. My third guest is a film documentarian, an entrepreneur, an author, and a lover of martial music. He's taken a long film script about the Cold War period from 1946 to 1990 and turned it into a book. We'll discuss the Cold War era from his book, A Cold War, The Remembrance. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Rod Collins has more than 30 years' experience in leading and managing complex business alliances. As the former chief operating executive of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employees Program, he pioneered an innovative state-of-the-art management architecture that ended two decades of low growth and low performance for the $19 billion business alliance, resulting in a 16-point increase in market share and unprecedented operational and financial performance. Rob is a leading expert and a keynote speaker on the next generation of business management. He helps business leaders redesign their management architecture so that they can leverage the power of collaboration to effectively handle the unprecedented combination of accelerating change and increasing complexity. Rod is also the author of Leadership in a Wiki World, Leveraging Collective Knowledge to Make the Leap to Extraordinary Performance, which won the 2011 Levy Book Award for Business and Finance. Rod earned his MSA in Business Financial Management from George Washington University, and he holds a bachelor's degree in sociology from Catholic University. Joining us from the greater Denver area, Rod, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest on the show. I love to have thought leaders such as yourself come on and challenge us a little bit. You assert in your book that the command and control hierarchical management model is obsolete, and the days of the leader hero taking charge are over. So the do-as-you're-told management style, which we all know it had its origins in the industrial age when mass production was the rule and managers were better educated than their workers. I think it's ironic, don't you, that many people get hired today precisely because of our knowledge and our education, yet we're managed as though we're ignorant and clueless. So the fundamental shift that you're talking about has been taking place over about the last 100 years. What new management style will replace this command and control model that we are all too familiar with?
Bill, the new management style is going to be the collaborative peer-to-peer network. and it's going to take over probably pretty quickly, because today, in the wake of the digital revolution, networks are far smarter and far faster than hierarchies. Let me give you a quick example that happened just this past summer that just shocked the scientific community. There's a molecular problem in AIDS research that had stumped the world's greatest scientists and their best computers for well over a decade. Somebody this summer got the idea, let's turn this molecular puzzle into an online computer game. And they threw it out there, not just for the scientists, but for anybody who wanted to participate. And what was shocking is in 3 weeks, the collection of online gamers were able to solve the problem that had eluded the individual experts for well over 10 years. So this is a very tangible example of how the power of collective intelligence made possible by the Internet is going to change the ways we work together.
All right, Rod, and that makes some sense. That's a great story, by the way. But Stephen Covey wrote about this years ago. He says that none of us is smarter than all of us. And I think that story that you just gave us exemplifies that. And that's a noble sentiment, but it really creates some leadership and some directional challenges for businesses. For example, how do you determine what direction, who's going to be the leader? How do you determine accountability and judge results if management becomes sort of this democracy that you talk about in a peer-to-peer network?
Accountability shifts from reporting to a single supervisor to reporting to your colleagues. Peer accountability is actually far more effective than boss accountability. One company that has done this very well is W.L. Gore & Associates. Now, our listeners may not be familiar with that company, but they are with its products. They're the makers of Gore-Tex.
Yep.
This company is over 50 years old and has not had any supervisors in its entire history. Its strategy is determined by the collective intelligence of its workers. They also decide how to execute. They are currently on the list of the best companies to work for, and they've made a profit in every year of their existence. And by the way, there are 9,500 employees in 30 countries around the world. The glue that makes it all work is accountability to peers. Everyone at Gore evaluates 20 people, and everybody's evaluated by 20 people. And so there's lots of incentive to do more rather than less work. There's also lots of incentive to do the right work. The brilliance of this model is, if you think about it, every worker's work probably intersects with about 20 people. Probably 80 to 90% of what they do intersects with 20 people. What Gore has done is instead of making these people compete with each other internally, which happens too much in organizations, they've turned these 20 people into customers. And so Gore's fundamental relationship in the workplace is that colleagues are customers, and it just changes the entire dynamic. And what's interesting, Gore and other companies that have adopted this network-type model, it not only works, but they make leaps to extraordinary performance.
My guest is Rod Collins, author of the book Leadership in a Wiki World, Leveraging Collective Knowledge to Make the Leap to Extraordinary Performance. And Rod, let's take this one step further. I've heard the example of W.L. Gore in the past. They are a very innovative company out there on the leading edge, no doubt about that. However, when you have this peer-to-peer network, this peer-to-peer management style and accountability that you talk about, who sets the direction, who sets the tone, who is finding the new markets? I mean, face it, Gore-Tex has been around for, I think, now 25 years, and there aren't that many new advancements when it comes to exterior clothing. So who's going to set the direction? Who's going to set the trend for where the company goes next?
Okay, an excellent question. This gets to the nature of leadership in the new model. Direction in the past is tended to be set by bosses. The theory of pyramid-type organizations that the smartest organizations are those who leverage the intelligence of the smartest individuals. And so we have this notion that unless somebody is in charge, nothing will get done or the right things won't get done. What digital technology is letting us know is that if you have processes that can aggregate and leverage the collective intelligence of the workers and the customers, because they're becoming part of organizations as well, then you can actually perform better. Now, the leader's role there is to be the facilitator and the aggregator of the collective intelligence. And that's what you're seeing. I'll give you you another example, Wikipedia. Wikipedia is led by Jimmy Wales. It's the most productive reference work on the planet today, and it's self-organized by all the contributors. Is it being led? Yes, but in a very different type of way. And so the leader's role going forward is not so much about making decisions. It's more about making discoveries. And in fast-changing times, that's very important, because if you make the right discoveries, then the right decisions will present themselves. Leaders are needed to aggregate the collective intelligence, and once they've done that, then they're able to get a sense of what the right direction is going forward.
All right, my guest is Rod Collins. And, Rod, we've had Jimmy Wales on this show before. Wonderful, fascinating guest to have on the show. But let's come back to this, because there are some critics out there who point at Wikipedia as exactly this type of model and say that it has flaws, that what is up there, while it is self-regulated by the people who contribute to Wikipedia, is just that. In some cases, it's opinion. It's not factually based. It is not as, say, comprehensive as an encyclopedia that gets an editor to edit it. What would you say to that?
There have been studies done about the error rate of both traditional encyclopedias and Wikipedia. Traditional encyclopedias have about a 3% error rate. They found that Wikipedia has a 4% error rate, which is statistically insignificant. I think oftentimes the observations of the critics are more from a priori opinions than they are from actual fact. If Wikipedia wasn't valuable, it wouldn't be so well used.
Well, that is true, but I'm going to come back to the a priori knowledge, perhaps, but it also shows the resistance that people have and the population has in general about that change. So let's come back to it. How do we reset the managers, as you put it in your book, so that they become more comfortable with this new Wiki style of leadership?
They have to make a tremendous paradigm shift and see their role going forward as being facilitators rather than bosses. They need to accept that the great power shift that is happening, not just in management, but across all institutions, is that power is being redefined from being in charge to being connected. That's why, for example, this past spring we saw what came to be called the Arab Spring. That stunned everybody. But there was a group of people who essentially self-organized via Twitter and Facebook and overthrew a dictatorship in 18 days. Now, there's more of this story to be told, and it's not a perfect story, but it gives you an indication of the power shift. So leaders need to understand that power going forward is derived from being connected, and they need to make that adjustment. Now, that being said, it appears that most executive leaders are probably going to resist and not make the adjustment, which is probably why, according to a recent Forbes blog, at the pace we're at now, for the decade ending 2013, 70% of the Fortune 1000 will turn over. So that means more companies are likely to die and their executives fail than to make the transition.
Wow. My guest is Rod Collins, author of the book Leadership in the Wiki World. Now, Rod, one thing I found fascinating, absent in your discussion about this new form of leadership, is the role that capital and entrepreneurship play in the modern business world. So discuss your new management paradigm as it relates to entrepreneurs and also as it relates to angel and venture capital investors.
Another good question. Right now, we're seeing a lot of concern about income inequality. There's a sense that the people at the top make too much. And I think that's what you get when you organize companies around the notion that the smartest organizations are the one leveraging the smartest individuals. I think what we're likely to see going forward, probably over the next decade or two, is that as this democratization of work occurs, and we need to find new ways to compensate people, but I think, 10 years from now, we're going to look back and see that the redistribution of income got accomplished in the market rather than by the government after the fact. It was done by the market before the fact, because new business models paid the contributors differently. And once we realize that collective intelligence is a better driver of business direction, we'll find ways to adjust our compensation.
All right, my guest is Rod Collins. And Rod, help me to reconcile something, and I'm not trying to be flippant with this question at all, but if today's managers, particularly the younger ones, want their information in short bites, and they want it when they want it, where they want it, how do you expect them to consume your book, which is over 268 pages long?
That's a very good question, and I'm starting to think about the next book, and I've already concluded it probably needs to be less than 200 pages.
Well, that's a fair assumption, but let's say it's 196 pages. But still, the reality is that people don't read anymore, so it becomes an interesting paradigm. You're talking about this fast-paced nature of business change, getting information when you need it, the power of peer-to-peer networking, and yet the information that you write about is contained in a book.
Well, I do think people still read. I mean, that's why Amazon's doing a booming business. And I think these short bites of communication can oftentimes be portals to more in-depth reading. So I actually don't see these as mutually exclusive.
All right. My guest is Rod Collins, author of the book Leadership in a Wiki World, Leveraging Collective Knowledge to Make the Leap to Extraordinary Performance. Rod, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Leadership in a Wiki World?
Two things. One, you mentioned it before, nobody's smarter or faster than everybody. And the second thing is, and I think this cuts across all institutions, networks are far smarter and far faster than hierarchies.
Networks are faster and smarter than hierarchies. Rod, let me ask you, what did you get out of writing this book?
I got to understand why what we did at Blue Cross Blue Shield over the 10 years that I was there worked. We did it intuitively. I had a compelling need to understand it in a more organized fashion.
All right, that is great. My guest has been Rod Collins, author of the book Leadership in a Wiki World. Rod, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they could go to my website, wiki-management.com.
wiki-management.com. Rod, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.